بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد. عن ابي هريره رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قاربوا وسددوا واعلموا انه لن ينجو احد منكم بعمله. قالوا ولا انت يا رسول الله؟ قال ولا انا الا يتغمدني الله برحمه منه وفضل. رواه مسلم. Continuing with this hadith which we began yesterday, Abu Hurairah رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, as we mentioned, these expressions that are found in this hadith are not such that we can just literally translate them, but they require some sort of explanation. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, قَارِبُوا وَسَدِّدُوا. These are two expressions. One is سَدِّدُوا, ulama say, is equivalent to the meaning of istiqamat. That is, at any given time, one has to be completely on that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. That is to carry out the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to abstain from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited. This is something that we are not capable of, that at any given time to be 100% in the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we mentioned some time back when we began this chapter on istiqamat, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, someone saw him in a dream and they asked him about the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Shayyabatni Hud, that the surah Hud caused me to become old. And they asked him that what was it about the surah? Was it the mention of the destruction of the nations of the past that caused you to age? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, it was not that, but it was this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is found in the surah, that fastaqim kama umirt, that adopt istiqamat as we have ordered you. Now, if this is something that caused Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to age, then we can realize for ordinary people like you and I, it is impossible for us to aspire to have complete istiqamat. That is why with that, Rasulullah said, قَارِبُ. That is, attempt to be completely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command. And if you are unable to do that, then at least adopt the middle road. Do not give up. Keep on persevering. Keep on trying. That is why in the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about istiqamat, we find this expression, فَاسْتَقِيمُوا إِلَيْهِ وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا. That Allah Ta'ala says, have istiqamat and then ask Allah for forgiveness. Have istiqamat and then ask Allah for forgiveness. Why? Because you will not be able to carry out Allah's command as you are supposed to carry it out. There will always be a shortfall, there will always be a deficiency, there will always be a weakness. So with practicing upon deen, ask Allah for forgiveness. We find in one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Istaqimu, have istiqamat, walan tutiqu, but you will not be able to fulfill the haqq of istiqamat." Our actions, if we compare them to Allah's greatness, nothing that we do is worthy of being presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's shan, Allah's greatness is such. Even if you look at it logically, the favors of Allah, the bounties of Allah, Allah's ihsanat, Allah's favors upon us are such. Allah says in the Quran, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. That if you have to enumerate, if you have to count Allah's favors, you will not be able to do this. We can't count Allah's favors. We can't even acknowledge Allah's favors. Forget making shukr to Allah. Forget showing Allah gratitude for His favors, His bounties upon us. We can't even count it. We can't acknowledge it. We won't even realize how many favors there are of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we can't even make Allah shukr, where is it possible that we are going to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as we ought to be worshipping Allah? So we have to understand, my respected brothers, that whatever we do will always fall short. It will always be deficient. And in acknowledging this, in realizing this, there is one very great benefit for us. That is, a person does not become proud of his piety. A person does not feel, mashallah, I am very, very pious, and then he starts looking down upon others. We have to realize we are always deficient. Whatever we are doing is not worthy of being presented to Allah. The fact that Allah Ta'ala accepts anything, the fact that Allah accepts it is only out of His rahmat, is only out of His mercy, is only out of His grace. I remember many, many years ago when we were in driving Markaz, one of our elders gave an example, very simplistic example, but a lot of sabak, a lot of lesson to be learnt in that example. He says there was once one villager, very, very poor couple, elderly people, husband and wife, and they got into some financial trouble. So they made a little bit mashwara, they let us go to the king and present our problem before him, present our need before him and ask him for some assistance. Because the king had a reputation of being someone that was very generous and very kind. So the husband and wife made mashura, and they agreed that the husband would go and present the need to the king. Obviously the king lived very far away, his palace was far away, so it entailed a few days' journey from this village to reach the court of the king. So in that mashura they decided that you can't go empty-handed also, you're going to a king, so take something to present to him, some gift, some hadiah. But what hadiah are they going to present to the king? So that particular village where they lived, the sweet water that used to come from the well of that village was very famous. So they said, let us take some of the water of this village. People come from far and wide to collect this water. It's very, very sweet. It's famous. This will be a good gift and hadiah to present to the king. So they collected the water in the earthen pot. And this elderly person, he begins a journey several days by the time he reaches the court of the king. Now obviously, that water which was lying in an earthen pot for several days is no longer sweet, it's stagnated. There'll be a foul smell coming out of it. By the time he reaches the court of the king, arduous journey. And then when he gets an audience with the king with great reverence and almost as if he's presenting something very, very valuable, first he places his need before the king and then he tells the king that I've brought some hadiah, some gift for you. And he presents this earthen pot as if it's something very, very valuable. The king looks at the earthen pot, removes the lid, sees the water inside. The water has become black because of traveling for several days and there's a foul smell coming out of it also. But he doesn't reveal any of this. He instructs his courtiers that take him to the treasury and fulfill his need, give him hadiah, give him gifts, give him wealth, let him take it back to his village. And the king thanks him profusely for the gift that he brought. But he instructs his courtiers that when you are escorting him out of the palace, then take him through the gardens of the palace and let him drink the water from my streams. So as they are taking this old man out of the gardens of the palace and they give him the sweet water of the streams to drink that are found in the gardens of the palace, this elderly person realizes that, you know, this water is so sweet and so lovely that the king has, and what I brought is nothing anywhere near this. Yet the king had not revealed anything, that, you know, what you have brought is inferior and I have something much more superior. So this elders, one of our elders from Raiwin, when he gave this example, he says this is the quality of someone that is generous and kind. That even if you give him something inferior, it is not in keeping with his nature to reveal to you that what you have brought is inferior. He says, Allah is Jawad, Allah is the most generous and Allah is the most kind. What we have to present to Allah, wallah, is not worthy of acceptance at all. We haven't even done one sajda that is worthy of acceptance by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we have this hope and this umid and this tamanna that Allah is kareem, Allah is generous, Allah is kind, and Allah will not look at the quality of what we present, but Allah will look at the jazba and zeal that is in the heart of the person that is presenting that. And inshallah we have this hope that looking at that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept what we accept, what we present. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, coming back to this hadith, he said, be 100% on that which Allah wants. You are unable to do that, so keep trying. Adopt the middle road, but know and understand, لَيَّنْجُوَ أَحَدٌ مِّنْكُمْ بِعَمَلِي. Not one of you will gain salvation primarily through his actions. Why? The action is such that it is not worthy of being presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is only Allah's rahmat, it is only Allah's mercy that Allah accepts whatever you present to him and Allah makes it a means of your salvation. Allah give us tawfiq.